time. It's always vanishing. The commute, the errands, the work functions, the meetings, selling your car. Unless you sell your car with Carvana. Get a real offer in minutes. Get it picked up from your door. Get paid on the spot. So fast, you'll wonder what the catch is. There isn't one. We just respect you and your time. Oh, you're still here? Move along now. Enjoy your day. Sell your car today.
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Chris Welch
said you were coming.
What else did he say?
He said you were the best in the parsec.
Scott Bogman,
former Imperial sharpshooter.
That's not saying much.
I wasn't a stormtrooper, wise-ass.
Please excuse his lack of decorum.
In this league.
This is the way. Stop touching things.
We're definitely the dumbest people on the planet by doing that. But, and Paris. Paris is here. Paris is always here with us. We are dumb as can be, but you love us for it, friends. All right. We are going to have and give you some of our top plays this week, which I actually think we have some good ones. Bogman beat me to the sheet and definitely took a couple that I completely agree with and love.
Good.
But I like them. You did something I very much like, and it was completely impromptu. It had actually nothing. It had nothing to do with.
We didn't discuss it. Yeah.
Well, we didn't discuss it, but also it had nothing to do as like a replacement for not getting the guest this week. I really like that you did it, and you put some player debates together, some lightning round player debates that we're not going to spend 20 minutes per breakdown. We're going to make them quick. There's some really good ones in here, and about a handful of them, maybe half of them, we have got some polls on. Bogman did, I think, five of them. I did one. I retweeted them, and we've got some voting for some of these really, really good ones. So, Bogman, do you want to set up? I don't think you did this first one out here, but I'll let you kind of go through because you put these together. This is your logic. And we can both answer them. These are some good ones.
Yeah, this one is just like, it's hard to not say Geno. Geno right now is currently QB5, you know, in terms of fantasy points per game, QB5. Russell Wilson is QB19, and Matt Stafford QB29. He is down way at the bottom. I think maybe Taysom Hill after his four touchdowns. Might be ahead in points per game over Matt Stafford at this point. It's just absurd what is going on with the Rams. So, well, so I got to ask you, Geno, Russ, or Stafford, order them for me for the rest of the season.
I got a little bit different numbers according to just FYI for people for Fantasy Pro. It's not that far off. It's the same general range, but Fantasy Pros does the, you know, the overall points per game and stuff like that. And I've got Geno at 7 at points per game. Right behind.
Okay, Burrow. They might have put in Mahomes because I did this last night. So Mahomes and Carr might not have been in there. So
yeah, Carr's not. Well, Carr doesn't affect Geno, but he does affect the others. Russ is 17 and Stafford is 23. So those 23. Are the points per games on these. So it's a little bit different. The overall points, just to give you, and I know we aren't going to go long on this, but 12.8 for Stafford. Russ is 15.3 and Geno is 19.9. You want to hope that these are all going to be fixed. My ranking on this, and maybe this might not be popular, I'm going to go Geno, Stafford, Russ. I'm out on Russ. I'm just done with it. I know he could put some stuff together. I refuse to believe that Stafford's going to continue to struggle like this. They're going to get Van back soon. I think they're going to be playing better. Shout out to Barrow and his team. They've got Cooper Kupp. Higbee's playing solid. But Geno, as much as he is the least sexy of these players, he's showing no signs of why any of this is going to change. If anything, if the running game doesn't establish itself with Ken Walker, they're going to throw it more. They're no longer the run first team. Metcalf and Lockett are playing great. And Geno is a 20 plus completion. I mean, there's nothing more than of a lock than 20 plus completions for Geno every week. So why would it not be? You could consider him like a sell high or something like that. I think these guys are all in a same general range, but I'm going to go Geno, Stafford, Russ. What is different for you?
I think here I'm going to go.
Don't do
it. Stafford is going to be my one.
Okay. That's fine.
You know, I think that offensive line will get better. Look, it looks bad. They got to get better real quickly. Otherwise, I don't think Stafford makes it through the season because he is getting hit too many times back there. So this one, I could definitely see backfiring on me, but I'm going to go Stafford one. I got to go Geno two. Like you said,
that's what I'm
They're throwing the ball. I mean, they're not throwing a lot. They're still 24th in attempts per game with just over 30, but that's significantly higher than what they were doing last season. So they're throwing the ball a little bit more. They're protecting the quarterback better. Geno's getting that ball out fast to the open guy. That's all you can ask for. That's what a game manager is. And right now, I'd rather have Geno Smith than a lot of these secondary, you know, I would much rather have him over like Jacoby Brissett and guys like that. Geno looks great. Sure. So it's got to be Geno. And then, like you said, I mean, there's something about Russ's face during the games right now where he just, he looks lost. He looks confused. Stiff. He looks upset. Yeah. Like, I don't know how to describe it. He does not look like regular Russ.
And if he wants to get right and people want to be like, eh, man, I held and I told you so.
Sure.
Okay. Have fun. I'm not here for it. He could get right. He's shown talent before, but he doesn't move like he used to. He doesn't throw like he used to. He doesn't feel comfortable like we've seen before.
And it's not just Russ either. It's the fact that Hackett has been calling terrible plays.
The
run game hasn't got going at all. All the run game has done is get hurt and fumble so far. So that hasn't been good. And the only player that can catch the damn football is Sutton right now. Judy's had some drops. You know, they're running blocking tight ends and pass routes like Tomlinson and Saubert. So, I mean, Dulcic is going to be back practicing off the pup this week. So maybe they get something back for him, another target for Russ, but none of it looks, it's not clicking on any cylinders. It's, you have one Cortland Sutton cylinder. That's it on this offense. It's bad. So it's not just Russ for him being at the bottom of this list. So,
all right, not quite the lightning round. So we'll have to lightning round a lot of these.
Well, we don't have
that was a good conversation. Yeah. And those are a good conversation.
Next one here, Josh Jacobs, who's RB4 versus Leonard Fournette, who's RB7. I threw this one out here just because Jacobs coming off that enormous game last night, and that's 2 weeks in a row with extremely high usage for Josh Jacobs. You know, coming into the season, I was even part of it, even though I'm a Josh Jacobs stan. You know, I love that guy. That, look, everything was kind of hinting that this was going to be somewhat split with Zamir White.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's In This League.
Buckle up, buckaroo. All night.
Not even close. He's one of the best running backs in the NFL. He's proving that. Dude's going to get a bag next year because they didn't give him the fifth-year option in Vegas. So he's out there earning his money right now, and he looks great. And when the Raiders start clicking, and they did this week, scoring almost 30 points, I think Josh Jacobs is going to start running downhill. So I love Lenny Fournette, but I think I got to go with Jacobs in this one.
Yeah, I agree. We actually had a lot of Leonard Fournette talk over on Fantasy Pros. And like, he's one of those guys as well that I think his trade value is tough because I don't think you just kind of got a hold. And, you know, he's going to get some work. I think the Rashad White stuff is a little bit overplayed, but
it's 1,000,000% overplayed.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's way overplayed.
Because I still love Lenny too. I should have mentioned that. I still love Lenny, and he gets all the touches too. Jacobs is safer to me.
Yeah, he does get all the touches, but I think there's going to be a little bit of adjustment. I'm still in on him, but then that's for Leonard Fournette. Jacobs, though, 2 straight weeks of 20 plus carries. He has 2 straight weeks of 26 or more touches. He went over 30 2 weeks ago. 4 of the last 5 weeks, he's had 20 touches. He is the guy. There's nobody pressing for him. That offense needs to be going, but whether they're running or throwing, he's involved. He is ultimately involved. And if they are in a game, it is going to be Josh Jacobs. And they look pretty good. You know, division opponents. Yeah. Last two division opponents he's dominated with. He's got 198 rushing yards in the last 2 weeks. I'm sorry, 298 rushing yards in the last 2 weeks. I'm going to go with Jacobs, whom is a workhorse. And I think the Bucs have struggled so much that Fournette just doesn't get that placement as far as a workhorse goes. And I'm going to go with Jacobs on this one.
I don't agree with that at all. I mean, he had 20 touches. He had 10 catches because they couldn't run the ball between the tackles, so they throw him the ball. And Rashad White, this is kind of the same thing with Alexander Mattison. Rashad White is getting dirty work. Alexander Mattison getting dirty work. This has kind of been the same thing with Zeke. Zeke gets the dirty work in Dallas, and Pollard gets the outside runs that you can break out. So I think the roles are different, but for me, they don't go to anybody else but Josh Jacobs in Vegas.
Have you looked at your poll? Because I have it up here.
Yes,
have you looked at your poll?
I have.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we put the poll out there to people. Who do you want rest of season? And Leonard Fournette still took it down 53.9% to 46.1%. As we are recording this, the voting can change, which really tells you maybe Leonard Fournette does still have. So, like, would you trade Fournette for Jacobs right now, straight up?
Yeah, I would.
Yeah. And I right now the public is saying that you can do that. You can make that trade. So, you know, there might still be some cachet on the name of Fournette and maybe people believing we haven't seen the best yet, which is truly possible. But Jacobs is playing at a level that I'm going to prioritize him over. So
next one that we have here is going to be Breece Hall at RB 9 versus Dalvin Cook at RB 16. I didn't put this one up in a poll either. I wasn't sure that we were going to do this one. I'm still probably going to be on Dalvin Cook, just because Michael Carter is getting some goal line carries and it's still kind of a true split. Like I said, Alexander Mattison is getting more work, but it's dirty work. But Breece Hall looks outstanding and he's scoring more points than Dalvin Cook right now. So I don't mind if anybody would say Breece Hall. It's not like an absurdity to me or anything. So for me, I think I'm still going Dalvin, but Breece Hall has got to be in this range. And this is, we're also talking about like weekly rankings. We got to start, you know, taking these guys into consideration one above the other and that kind of stuff. So what do you think here?
I'm going nuts on Breece right now. He's a 10th scoring running back in half PPR. And as you said, Cook is 13. Here's what I'd say. I'm going to say I'm going to take Breece, but it's going to have a caveat here is if you're looking at this from a trade perspective, you 100% can trade Cook to get Breece plus. You 100% can get Breece plus in this, and I would do it. One of the things I loved when I was going through, because we were talking about him on Pros, did you know that Breece Hall has the most targets in the red zone by any running back being thrown?
I'm not surprised.
Most targets. Seven red zone targets he's got in the red zone just in passing. And think about that. He's also being a primary guy running. The problem a little bit with him is I think in the red zone, you might see a little bit more of Michael Carter, who's vulturing some of those touchdowns. But early downs is going to Breece. He's getting primary receiving stuff. If they are passing in the red zone, which are continuously going to be from behind, Breece is the number one targeted, number one targets running backs in the red zone right now. I love Breece and how it's going. There's some great stuff if you want to listen to it, where Erickson kind of talked down Dalvin Cook. So I don't want to like completely be dismissive because, you know, Justin Jefferson opens up that offense, but Madison is becoming more involved. Cook has got some injury stuff. It's a kind of a pendulum thing where I think Dalvin is moving back down a tiny bit where Breece is moving up. But I just firmly believe that you can get plus Breece for Dalvin Cook. And that's why I would take him. And that would have been a pretty good poll, I think. All right. Next up.
This is my favorite one. I think this might have turned out different if I didn't put their current values next to their names. Najee Harris is RB 35 versus Melvin Gordon, who's RB 45. Who do you want between those two? We talked about how Najee doesn't look right. I would argue that Melvin Gordon probably doesn't look right either, but I think, I don't know. I feel like Melvin Gordon's job is less threatened than Najee's right now. This one's tough. I'm still going to take Najee just because of the touchdown upside, but I don't mind a Melvin Gordon take here with Javonte out for the season, Welsh. What do you think?
Man, boy, I hate this one. And you're right. I would have liked it. I almost would have liked it if you could have like steered it a little bit to Melvin Gordon. So like not even with the ranks, but show some stats or, you know, would you like Najee who's struggling or Melvin who has the job, put something like that to see if that sways people's minds.
Yeah, this is Welsh's crooked politics here. I would hate to have you run in a voter booth. You know, come on, you know, you're not supposed to sway people one way or the other.
It's a mail-in vote. It's fine. This is mailed in. I have a hard time taking Melvin over Najee at this point, but boy, is it trending. I'm going to just take Najee just to go with my gut here. But this is another one of those. I think you could get Melvin plus. I think you'd get a much better receiver. Like, what if you could get Pickens and Gordon for Najee?
Yeah, I'd do that.
Yeah, I think I would do that too. So I think that's where that one goes. The voting on this is interesting. 57% Najee Harris on the vote versus Melvin Gordon. So that's a lot closer than you probably expected it to be.
Yeah, I expected this next one to be a little closer too. I guess people, and this is, I have a point to make here too. Between the Brown brothers here, Marquise and AJ, wide receiver 7, wide receiver 4. They're not related, by the way. They just have both the last name Brown. But wide receiver 7, wide receiver 14. I don't think they're related. But Marquise Brown.
Maybe they're related. Maybe they're brothers.
I don't know. Marquise has a lot of cousins. I don't know. Because Antonio Brown is Marquise.
Yeah, unfortunately, there's one that we talked about earlier. Yeah.
But Marquise right now, wide receiver 7, AJ Brown, wide receiver 14. I do like AJ Brown more. But I feel like, I mean, this poll is 83% to 17% in AJ Brown's favor.
Wow.
And you're right.
I have AJ Brown too. I have AJ. You know why? I'll tell you why this is. It's Hopkins. Simply because Nuke. Yeah, Nuke is coming back. Nuke is right on the edge here. And I know I know what you're going to do. You've been doing this all offseason long, season long.
But this is my whole thing. It's not that Nuke can't come back and be amazing. He might be. He might be a Hall of Fame level player. But I feel like people are already saying he's going to come back and instantly take all of the targets away from everybody. I just don't know. Like, the guy needed the steroids to recover, obviously. So maybe he's a step behind. There's a lot of rust on him. This is my whole point, is I'm not like, the second Nuke gets back, I don't know that he's an auto start for me. He might be. He comes back during bye weeks and there's some injuries that could happen and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, you sat with him on your roster for 6 weeks by the time he comes back next week, right? So you've invested time in a roster spot on this guy. So you want to get him in your lineup. I'm just not sure that we get Hall of Fame level Nuke. We might.
Yeah.
He might come back and look like a top 10 wideout immediately, and I'll be a silly goose for even questioning the ability of Nuke Hopkins. But I just don't know what we're going to get. That's the whole thing. So I was a little surprised. I expected AJ Brown to win, and when going away, I thought maybe like a 70-30, but not 83% to 17%. He is buried in that one. How about Curtis Samuel versus Devontae Smith? Well, who do you want for the rest of the season?
I'm going to go with Curtis Samuel, because Curtis Samuel to me looks more like the number one than Smith is ever going to be. I just took AJ Brown. I'm going to go. Did you pull this one? This is interesting.
No, I didn't.
I would have been curious to see where everyone's going to go. But I'm going to go with Curtis Samuel because that has not quieted down. I'm a little anti-McLaurin. Wentz can't get the ball deep, which I think is a big McLaurin piece. So I'm going to go with Curtis Samuel.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey, in this league.
Look at us.
Look at us.
Huh?
Who would have thought?
Not me.
Not me. Not me.
Who would have thought?
Not me.
Not me.
Look at us.
Look at us.
Who would have thought?
Not me. Not me.
As soon as some soft tissue thing crops up for Curtis Samuel, here comes a bunch of questionable weeks or missed weeks or whatever. So still Slim Reaper for me. I like that offense way better in Philly anyway. More chances for scores for Reaper too. So how about this one? Rank for the rest of the year. These are wide receivers 21, 22, and 23. Welsh, Metcalf, Gabe Davis, CeeDee Lamb. Rest of the season.
Ooh, I will rank it CeeDee, Metcalf, Gabe Davis.
Same. Same exact order that I would have. I think CD is going to take a big step up when they get Dak back, although he hasn't been terrible with Cooper Rush. We thought he'd lose a little more. I think he's going to gain a lot when Dak comes back. So that one's kind of easy. Okay. I think this next one was your favorite, wasn't it?
This, sorry.
Or was it the one after?
No, it's the next one. It's the next one I really like.
This one is, I want you to rank these three wideouts. I think I already know your order.
Guess my order.
Okay, so the three wide receivers are T. Higgins, Terry McLaurin, Deontay. I believe your order is going to be Deontay, Higgins, and McLaurin.
Very close. I'm going to go Higgins, Deontay.
Higgins first.
No, you know what? No, you're right. I am going to go with Deontay. It's funny because we talked a lot about Deontay. I'm very, very pro George Pickens right now, and I think he can be a wide receiver too. But you had a sell from Erickson on Deontay. My re-argument, though, is that there's just volume. Like, I think Pickens could outscore Deontay on the season. Deontay's only scoring 8.8 points in half PPR over the season. last 2 weeks with Pickett. Pickens is averaging 12.2 points per fantasy game. So I like Pickens, but if Pickett's going to be throwing 50 times a game, Deontay is going to get his double digit targets. I'll take those targets. I'll take those over Higgins. So yes, I will go. You nailed it. I will go with Deontay, Higgins, and then McLaurin. Pretty easy to guess with me being the bottom one.
I mean, my order is the exact same. That's why I picked that order for you. So look, Deontay had 13 targets last week. Yes, he had a drop, but he also missed a touchdown by a shoelace. He missed a touchdown by a toenail the week before. He is missing barely on some huge plays, and he's making some big plays barely. You saw that big catch week one, Welsh, that you were gushing about. So Deontay's a playmaker. He's going to make plays. He's one. Higgins has to be two. I'm a little scared of what is going to happen with the quarterback situation. I mean, I don't mind if they go from Wentz to Heinicke, but if they're having a bad year, are they going to just go to Sam Howell and let Sam Howell play like the last six games right in the middle of your playoffs for Terry McLaurin? I'm starting to get a little worried about Terry McLaurin after Ron Rivera's comments, because Ron Rivera is not a guy that just throws out comments willy-nilly. We talked about this is why I like Brian Robinson the whole offseason, Welsh, was because he compared Robinson and Gibson to Stewart and Williams that he had in Carolina. So I figured we're going to get some type of split, and Brian Robinson could lead that split, and that's what's happening right now. So Ron Rivera's comments, I will follow. So
this last one, we have a tight end one, which let's just tight end real quick. Taysom Hill and Joe, we don't even need to do. I would pick Taysom Hill just because it doesn't matter. This last one I put as a poll, and you had rank Jerry Jeudy, Juju Smith-Schuster, George Pickens. I want to hear what your rank is. I'll give you mine, and then I'll tell you. I asked it as a poll question. Who would you rather have?
You know.
Okay, let me guess yours. Yours is, are you going to go Juju Pickens Jeudy?
No.
Pickens Juju Jeudy?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm surprised. I'm surprised that you didn't. George Pickens is the best wide receiver on the planet.
He is. This is true.
You can take the hyperbole off of that. That's just true. He's going to be my
Juju just doesn't look. He doesn't look right. He doesn't look right. He's going to get 8 targets a game. He's literally Juju's done it 4 or 5 games. Juju's hurt. He doesn't play right. 8
targets and catching 3 of them. Like, and I mean, some of them are overthrows. 2 of them were in the end zone. 2 of those targets were in the end zone, and he just, you know, didn't catch them. They were overthrows. Yeah. And then, you know, Travis Kelce ends up with 4 touchdowns. So ruining my Jody Fortson. Just give Jody Fortson one of those, man. He's plus 400.
Same on, order for me. What do you think the poll looks like?
I think the poll looks probably Pickens by a bunch, then probably Jeudy, and then Juju. Everybody hates Juju. So
That's really surprising that you nailed it. 62% Pickens over Jeudy and Juju right
Pickens
now.
Pickens is the hype man.
26% Jeudy and only 11% Juju. So
yeah, I think we just saw Juju play terribly last night. He shouldn't have played. He should have sat that game out. They're going to I think the more concerning thing for Juju is that MVS was catching passes, and so was Mecole Hardman last night. So I think that's more concerning for Juju moving forward than Juju playing hurt. So, Pickens for me, he's out there. He should never come off the field again. Chase Claypool should go to the bench. He sucks. So have Pickens and Deontay as 1-2. They're getting targets as 1-2s anyway. Yeah. I know Claypool had a bunch of targets, but they were all on the last drive. So I think that's a good one. And I guess I'm a little surprised that Pickens has had this instant love from everyone. But when you make plays like he has, it's hard not to love the guy.
16 targets in the first 2 games with Pickett. It's pretty good. All right, let's go through our week 6 ranks here. Go a little bit quicker because it's just you and me. Surprise quarterback for week 1. You guys know the drill. It's just Bogman and I picking. And Bogman, this was 100% the guy I was going to pick. So I had to pivot off of it. So I like yours.
I kind of felt bad because I felt like there were a lot of like easy answers, but like there weren't a lot of close ones. So,
well, there's easy answers because there's only a couple to choose from.
Right.
This was like the number one to choose from a surprise guy that could be a surprise quarterback one this week.
Kimmy Danny Dimes. I know he's a little, nicked up here or whatever, but I mean, playing next to Saquon is playing on another level right now. It looks like the best running back in the NFL. And Danny Dimes is reaping the benefits. He has guys open over the middle, even crappy wide receivers. He's getting them the ball. Also, he's running a bunch. He ran in a couple touchdowns last week. So for me, against a bad secondary in Baltimore, it's got to be Danny Dimes. So we'll go Daniel Jones as his prize QB1.
I agree with that 100%. So the quarterback I went with had to dig around. I'm actually going back to the well with Jimmy Garoppolo. I hate to do it. Jimmy Garoppolo has just got a good matchup this week. Third most receptions given up to wide receivers is Atlanta. They also give up the sixth most fantasy points to wide receivers. So it's a great wide receiver matchup. You could pick apart with some of them, but I think that works well for Jimmy Garoppolo. They give up the fourth most passing yards. And over the last two games, Garoppolo has gone over 200 yards in both and three touchdowns, zero picks in that time. You might be surprised about this, Boggs. I sold Debo. I put him as a sell right now because I hate how he looks in San Francisco, how they're using him. He looks kind of lost this year, and I just don't like it. I do acknowledge this is an opportunity for him to get right, but I'm leaning towards Kittle and Ayuk in this. I think Kittle is going to have the big game. Ayuk could definitely get more involved than before. Just Debo continuously has a bad catch rate. They don't run him anymore. I just don't feel super optimistic.
Feels like he's got optimistic. Worse as a wideout.
Recently. He has got worse. He drops more balls. His effort level seems to be a little bit lost. They don't try enough screen. I mean, they try bad passes as far as screen plays to get him going. He keeps getting like nine targets and catching three. So I still like Jimmy Garoppolo, but I don't think it's at the expense of Debo. So that is going to be my guy this week. And if we're going over to surprise quarterbacks, this is a surprise for me because it really was hard to pick one. Going with Matt Ryan. Mad. And I found this really weird thing. I don't like Matt Ryan. I think he's trash. I think the Colts in general might be a little bit hyped. Michael Pittman might be a little bit hyped. I'd love to get Jonathan Taylor back to help it. But just this got me when I was trying to pick somebody. He has a road home split. Would you believe it? On the road this year, Matt Ryan has one touchdown and six interceptions on the road. At home, four touchdowns, one interception. This game is at home against the Jags. Not the worst defensive matchup. Alec Pierce is stepping up, which helps. And if you get Jonathan Taylor back, which I don't know is going to happen, that's a big plus. But either way, slinging the ball against that defense, I can feel a little bit confident about, and having a little bit more capable wide receivers. The home road split, I think, is very interesting. So I'm going to go with it as a surprise quarterback this week with Matt Ryan.
Look, I had Justin Fields, but I just can't do Justin Fields on Thursday Night Football.
I saw you put him on there, and I was like, are you really?
Yeah, I just can't do it. I'll go with Pickett. I think Pickett is going to, you know, the Steelers should be losing this game. Pickett's going to throw the ball a ton. I think Najee gets used less in this game as well. So I think they're just going to be slinging that rock a bunch. So give me Pickett for game script against Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay 8-point road favorites against the Steelers. A little banged up in the secondary. Winfield's a little hurt. Davis went down. So give me Kenny Pickett and George Pickens. I love that combo. So
yeah, I can get down with that one. Let's go over to running back. Surprise running back one for the week.
Give me Melvin Gordon against his old team, the Chargers. I'm not the biggest revenge narrative. I'm not the biggest revenge narrative guy, but I mean, on the road in LA, with extra rest too, because they played last Thursday. Give me Melvin Gordon against his old team. He's going to be getting all the reps here. So give me MG.
Let's go. I like that one a lot. This one could be fringy, but I'm putting him in RB1 territory. I don't know where everybody else is at on this, but Ramondre Stevenson. So I don't think anyone's going to be afraid to put him out there. And this surprise RB1 isn't necessarily about that. But Cleveland giving up the seventh most rushing yards to running backs and the second most rushing touchdowns to running backs. Ramondre Stevenson last week averaged 6.4 yards per carry. He is going to be the primary workhorse. They're giving up points to fantasy running backs, and he should be the main guy, if at all, just at least this week with Damian Harris out for a couple of weeks. So I have him as an RB1 this week, Ramondre Stevenson. So I am all in on that. If you're looking for a surprise RB2 for the week, this is one called me on it. I have kind of turned coat on it, but I'm in. And he was my buy over on Fantasy Pros. Give me Travis Etienne against the Colts. He is not viewed as a top two running back this week. I am putting in there, Colts are giving up the eighth most targets to running backs as far as receiving goes, and the sixth most catches. Three straight weeks, we've seen the snap count increase. And some notes I found very interesting about him. He is 15th in yards per attempt for running backs. He is a top 20 in tackles avoided. He's one of only seven running backs who are having 10 plus yards per reception. That goes into a group of Breece Hall, Jamal Williams, Alvin Kamara. And he has a better ADOT than all those guys, by the way.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
In this league.
Somebody royally forked up. Somebody forked up. Why can't I say fork?
If you're trying to curse, you can't hear.
Full shirt.
Holy mother forking shirt balls.
For me, I'm going to go Cam Akers. I'm going to go back to well versus Carolina. But Carolina just fired everybody. They're traveling across the country to play the Rams. I don't like this matchup. And I know our boy Pizapia, we talked about it on our Betting Pros Monday Night Football show. He likes just the history of when coaches get fired, the team usually responds. I don't think it's going to be this week with the Panthers. You know, a lot of times coaches get fired because they have a lot of talent and the team is performing terribly. Matt Rhule didn't have a lot of talent on this team. So I just don't think that that's going to work out for them. Sean McVay said, Matt Stafford needs help. What is a quarterback's best help? A running game that works. I think Akers is your best shot at that. He got all the carries and Henderson got all the targets last week. So it could be still a weird split, but I expect the Rams to be up in this game and running in the third and fourth quarter. So give me Akers to rip off a couple big ones, hopefully get in the end zone as well. My sleeper RB for week six, I'm going to go with your boy, Welsh. I think this is one of the ones you probably saw that I had and wanted to take it.
Definitely,
you know, Benjamin versus Seattle. Seattle giving up a ton of rush yards right now. I expect the Cardinals to be winning this game, although Seattle has played hard and put up a fight in every game they've been in so far. I expect the Cards to walk away with this win, and I expect with all those running backs hurt, especially with them interviewing Corey Clement and a bunch of other guys are, you know, interviewing them like it's an open position, running them through practices and stuff. I think that I think that Eno is going to get a bunch of carries this week. I think Connor's going to be down. Williams is going to be down. He's going to be like the only guy up healthy on the roster. So give me Eno against those sea chickens.
I'm going to be watching. I really hope his line gets posted as far as props go early. I could see them holding off because of the injury to Connor and the question marks and stuff, but I'm going to be looking on Wednesday if they pull any Eno lines, and I'm probably going to want to take it, especially if it's under 30 yards rushing or something like that. I'm going to jump in because I like this one. Mine, I'm going to go with Brian Robinson against Chicago. Chicago is not a bad matchup for him. I think you're going to get a higher usage. I think you're going to see in the 15 touch area, and he's not being valued anything close. So you want a surprise guy, go up against a poorish Bears team in general and them giving him a higher workload. So that's going to be mine. Moving over to surprise wide receivers. This one was a surprise for me as well. I am going to go with the very injured at times, Chris Godwin, going into wide receiver two territory. And I hate to do it, Boggs, but it is because it is against your Pittsburgh Steelers. Some of the talk was he didn't play in the second half because of the matchup that they had going on. I would hope we're going to get a full go of Godwin, though the problem might be we might not see him in the second half again because they have the potential to get going. He's had 16 targets in the last two games. Pittsburgh is giving up the most fantasy points to wide receivers by 4 points to the next team. So I think it's like 48 points to wide receivers, 44 to the next, which is a brutal mark your guys have. Also, the fourth most catches, plus the most yards and touchdowns to wide receivers. Mike Evans has the potential to be the big play guy, but Godwin is going to be the peppered wide receiver. I kind of like this might be where I go with a anytime touchdown going with Chris Godwin this week, especially paying attention to some of the injury stuff. So a player that's not being viewed as a wide receiver one, I'm going to pick in Chris Godwin.
I mean, I think Mike Evans might have a Travis Kelce type week of, you know, four catches and four touchdowns against Pittsburgh.
You think
it
goes to Evans?
I mean, look, he could catch four and Godwin could still have two. The defense is Swiss cheese for Pittsburgh right now without TJ Watt. So it's bad. For me, I'm going to go with Christian Kirk. I'm not the biggest Christian Kirk guy. I know our boys Debro and Pizapia have loved him ever since he signed with Jacksonville, and he is a wide receiver one. But for me, it's more about this matchup. Kenny Moore is playing like garbage. this season. Christian Kirk is playing
great. They got to get him going, by the way, because Kirk has had two really bad weeks. They got to get Kirk going.
And this is the game, too, because Kenny Moore sucks this year. I don't know if he's just old, if he's a step behind, if he's playing hurt. I don't know what it is, but he looks like garbage. He's usually pretty good. And this is, you know, Kirk almost plays exclusively in the slot. Kenny Moore covers exclusively the slot. You have a good wide receiver versus a bad corner. It's kind of an easy one. My surprise wide receiver two, also a matchup-based one. My third one isn't so much matchup. It's more game script. But this one is another matchup one. It's going to be Jacoby Myers on either Denzel Ward or whoever the second guy would be in Cleveland, because Denzel Ward is in concussion protocol right now. And Jacoby Myers and Bailey Zappe built this rapport last week. And I think, you know, when you have a third string QB in there and he finds something he likes, that's what he's going to keep going to. So I think Myers is going to be his first look. I think he has another 10 targets in this game. And I think he could be wide receiver one this week. I wouldn't be shocked. You can't rank him there. There's too many good wideouts, but easy wide receiver two for Jacoby Myers for me this week.
I really, really like that one. I went with Romeo Doubs. I kind of keep falling down this this line, and it might burn me. He's still getting the snap count. We had Cobb get involved. Lazard, I think, is still kind of dicey. This is a good matchup versus the Jets. The Jets are actually giving up, I believe it is, I just went away from it. It's like the top six in touchdowns. They're actually tied. It's actually the fourth most touchdowns given up to wide receivers. Think they're going to be out for blood. I like Romeo Doubs to get back on track, like that one game where we almost had the two touchdowns.
Get the ball flung
into him. He's getting all the snaps. Romeo Doubs is my wide receiver two for the week. And my wide receiver three, I am going with who the hell else is there for them. If we like Danny Dimes, we got to like a wide receiver. Baltimore still getting torched across the board. Let me pull up my thing. I just went away from it again. I went away. I want it. Where the hell did it go? I like to give you guys these little markers here. Baltimore, as far as fantasy points go, are giving up the third most fantasy points to wide receivers so far this year, which is bonkers. They're one of only three teams that have already given up 1,000 total yards to wide receivers. And they've given up, I think, the most catches to any single team is the Baltimore Ravens to wide receivers. So how does that break with the New York Giants? Darius Slayton, I hate to do it, because gross, and I just don't know who else
this
they
is
have.
Your dart throw wide out though.
This is a big dart throw. Last week he got 7 targets, caught 6 for 79. Gonna have a little bit more trust. He's out of absolutely nowhere. It's an incredible matchup, so give me Darius Slayton as my big dart throw.
Yeah, for me, I'm gonna go like I said, those first two were kind of matchup based. This one is more game script based.
This is the one I would have taken, by the way, had you not had him.
This is such an easy one. Like, Alec Pierce is ranked so low. Guy had 8 catches for 80 yards. And I know that a lot of that came in the last drive. It's kind of, Bogman, you said Chase Claypool got all his targets in the last drive. Yeah, he did. But, like, Alec Pierce has been working on this rapport. Alec Pierce is the reason why the Colts said they didn't go out and spend on another wide receiver. And him and Matt Ryan really linked up last week. And I just don't see a way that the Colts play great football against the Jaguars, but Jacksonville played awful against Houston. So Indianapolis, I believe is seventh. Yeah. Seventh in offensive plays per game. The Cardinals, Eagles, Bengals, Browns, Washington, and the Jets all ahead of them, but 68.6 offensive plays per game. Is what we're getting out of the Colts. That's a lot of passes for Matt Ryan, especially if they're losing. A lot of opportunity for Alec Pierce here. So let's go with Alec Pierce based on game script in this game against Jacksonville.
Yeah, I very much like it. And like I said, Bogman Pierce, Myers, Eno, Daniel Jones, those are all ones that I fully, fully support and probably would have been comfortable picking had I gotten the opportunity. So those are some plays for you guys in all different ways for week 6. Let's take a quick break. When we come back, it's voicemail times. Very small voicemail, unfortunately. But we do have a parody song, so don't go anywhere.
That's hot.
It's In This League. Voicemail. Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh. Stay here right now. Leave a message or whatever. Podcast listeners leaving messages stupid.
Voicemails in this league at gmail.com. Here's a reminder for you. You guys want to keep them voicemails. You got to keep sending them. You got to get them a little bit early. I have a feeling, Fogged, I'm going to get like 2 voicemails after we've recorded this, because we've seen some people send them in late night on Tuesday. That don't work. You got to get them in early because sometimes the recording time does change, but we're trying to be more consistent. And by about 4 o'clock Eastern, you're done. So we only have a couple this week. Love to get more, but we have
if we're going to record late, we'll tell you then, you know, but
yeah,
but
you should plan just early if you've got questions
that Tuesday morning, you want to send that in. So,
but I will tell you the three big mainstays came in. We've got, it's all gimmicks here. We've got, we've got a daddy call, which he's going to probably be happy. Yep. We've got the barrel shouldn't rapport. Be. Let's see if the barrel, let's see how contrite the barrel rapport is going to be. And then we've got a great parody song. So at least we're going to have three really good ones, but unfortunately, yes, you have not paid enough for us to not air a Moy's voicemail. And I do think he hit. I mean, he's probably going to let us know, but I do think he hit.
Well, so how first about that Texas-Oklahoma game, Welsh?
I don't know if we're going to hear too many comments about that on this one, but he didn't even bring it up last week either. So let's point that out. But okay. Moy's, I think, has been on a little bit of a hot streak. He also is in our betting room, in far as our GroupMe rooms, always posting you know, his bets and stuff like that. A lot of other live bets. So if you guys want to get in on those, you can. I just don't remember from last week, but I do think it hit because he was the very first voicemail that sent. So he's got to be in a good mood. Here he is, Bogman. He's your daddy.
Knock, knock. Who's there? Daddy's home. Victory once again in the teaser of the week. This week, we're going to go with the Buccaneers -2. And we're going to tease the Niners down the money line. Mm. Yes, Christopher.
Yes.
Your Niners are coming over to Daddy's house this week. Jimmy Garoppolo, the bedroom door is always open
for you.
Tom Brady as well. Also, good job to Scott Bogman's Longhorns.
Yeah, thank you, Mark.
For giving the naughty, naughty Sooners a spanking they deserve.
God damn it, Moyes.
Hope you'll have a great week. Should Daddy start Taysom Hill or Tyler Conklin or Irv Smith Jr.? Goodbye.
God damn it, Moyes.
The goodbye was that Smith got at the end?
I like that. That was Smith, like Rick Smith. You know, we got to hand it. Listen, it might be creepy and it might all make our skin crawl, but if he's winning you cash, you may turn it off
when he starts talking. So
yeah, well, at least you gave us a download. You can fast forward, I suppose, but I got to tell you, I like that. Tampa Bay's facing
Pittsburgh,
and then the Niners have Atlanta. I'm all about that teaser. You know what? I think I'm going to tail it this week, Moyes. I'm going to tail that one. So it's guaranteed to lose. Just want everyone to know if I do that.
Yeah, well,
but if you're winning, you're winning. I am the cooler for sure. It's Taysom Hill easy. I think we even kind of mentioned that earlier. Over those options, Irv and
I'm a little more positive on Irv, but I'm negative on Conklin. But Taysom Hill's getting the run, especially near the red zone. So it's got to be Taysom.
Yeah, that's an easy Taysom one. So look at that. You got a little UT love there. What do you think of that teaser, by the way? Bucks. So it's, you're essentially teasing the Bucks down to buy a field goal and the Niners as like a – are the Niners really a pick'em right now against Atlanta?
It's in Atlanta, so it's across the
country. I mean, pick'em if you tease it down. So is it
if you tease it down. The current spread, I'll just look, is Niners by 5.5. So – You can get it down there. That seems like an auto hit. I thought he's going to have to add a third game in there to get them down to that. So,
yeah, well, I mean, that's going to pay -120 is going to be that. So it's a little bit less than even money. So those teasers you want to put more money on. I like that. I like that as a 2-unit teaser. Very, very much. That's good job, Moyes, as creepy as you're being. You are doing a very good job. And hopefully you're making some money.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Why the f*** is it called
In This League?
Because who could be scared of it?
In This League.
Yeah, just this nice bloke from down the road, isn't he?
What's wrong with you?
Hello, I'm...
In This League.
I've just moved in.
My wife has got varicose veins.
I'm having a heart attack. I'm having a heart attack.
You're not having an heart attack.
Stop trying to get out of the voicemails, you naughty little dirty Bogman.
I mean, it just, you're sounding like a tryhard right now, so it's not really getting me right here, but yeah. Just in general, don't like that word.
You are a beautiful woman.
I could do the voice if you'd like. Bogman.
I'll take my headphones off. I'll take my headphones off.
Yeah, he took his headphones off. They're actually off. All right.
All right.
Stompings. All right.
Okay.
This is Barrow. I don't know what this is going to be.
Uh-oh, Barrow.
Barrow had a rough week because he came on here and I really laid into him because, you know, I just want to point out, I've been saying nothing about his teams. He has felt it in him for multiple weeks to trash my Niners and get on my case about stuff. He opened himself up by not picking a good game, but going out of spite and hate. And then I unleashed on him.
Love topples all. Let's see what we got.
Barrow has a choice of how he's going to do this. Here is the Barrow report.
Dear Christopher, suck my Welsh and Scott, pet me Bogman. Now, I heard from a little podcast that my lock of the week and upset of the week were full of saltiness and vindictiveness.
Mm-hmm.
That is not the full truth.
Full truth.
It's only
one of them.
Little bit of saltiness and vindictiveness.
Okay.
You know what I'm trying to say.
I know what you're saying.
If I had more than a minute, I would explain my thought process thorougher.
We know what it
means. All right. Now let's get to it. Lock of the week. The Saints over the Bungles. Upset of the week. The Dolphins over the Vikings.
Wow.
There's plenty of time left to join the army to get enough oomph from your buck. Later, taters and baiters. Washington. Atlanta. Let's go, Rams. Barrow-sama out.
Do you have a take on should it be Atlanta, Washington, or Washington, Atlanta? Is there an order that you prefer?
I do not have a take on that. No.
You know what?
Just as long as they're both said.
I think I need to hear Washington first. I think Washington? That's the order that sounds natural to me.